Sunday morning for Harvey Norman. New Dyson V11 Absolute, available on pre-order now at Harvey Norman.
Very disappointing. Still no response from the Minister of Roads.
She does live in the bush.
That is Sunday.
Okay, just checking.
Well, I'll tell you what, all of a sudden the politician defends the other politician. She spent the last 8 years bagging her, but then all of a sudden we become solidarity when it comes to
bags. Don't interrupt her on a Sunday.
There is family time too, you know.
We see where you're coming from, Dee.
Yeah. All of a sudden the solidarity movement of politicians.
The old sisterhood act got into action then, didn't it?
Yeah, having spent the last 8 years giving her a hard time.
James, good morning.
G'day, team, and don't be mean to the... You know, the minister is a diver, a scuba diver, so she's probably out diving today because the weather's spectacular.
Oh, there you are.
There
you
go. She's a scuba diver.
Yeah, she was diving on the reef restoration project for the Fish Owners Club last week. Looking at all the shellfish that they get from the markets, they clean them up and they dump and make a reef, and she was out there last week, so she might be underwater right now.
She could be blowing bubbles.
Maybe.
But I got a great idea.
She blows bubbles in Parliament as well.
I got a great idea, Darren. I used to be, as you know, I was an ANZAC refugee, and I was away for 13 years living in 5 different countries.
Yeah.
And in Dubai, we had this big problem of people smashing into tails of cars at traffic lights. You know, it's the normal thing where people rev up to try and get through the lights in a hurry. They stopped it overnight. Nose-to-tail crashes stopped overnight in Dubai. And they did this by flashing the green light for 3 flashes, before the amber, before the red. So as soon as the green light flashed 3 times, you know it's going to be stopped, and everyone slows down accordingly rather than tries to beat the amber.
That's clever.
Overnight.
So, James, that's almost like a countdown clock, isn't it? Similar sort of principle?
Yeah, but, you know, it's for people like me. They're not that smart. We can't read numbers. So it's pretty simple. You're going along, and the green light's there, and all of a sudden it starts.
You know you've got to stop.
Your numbers.
I've missed it. Now I'll just slow down.
That's interesting.
It overnight.
This is, by the way, James Nixon, former captain on an Emirates A380 Airbus, James.
That's me.
That's you. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a great idea.
That's a good idea.
I think either a countdown clock or that idea is really important, particularly for pedestrian crossings.
Pedestrian crossings. It's just about every country you go to in the world now has got the pedestrian crossing.
Right. Yeah.
Except, I mean, they did an experiment with one down at Spencer Street.
And what happened?
I don't know.
They don't. Get me the Minister of Roads.
I think we can solve the problem.
She's under the water.
Weren't you
listening to James?
Sorry.
She's under, she can't listen to the radio underwater.
That's it, sorry. Hey, thanks, James. Good to talk to you. We'll catch you down the club very soon.
Yeah, band tonight down there. Come on down.
This is the world's best kept secret. It's called the Albert Park Fishing Club.
Ah.
Yeah. Down at Beaconsfield Parade.
Thanking you for it.
Albert Park Yachting and Angling Club.
Yachting and Angling Club.
There you are. Sounds good.
I'm on the waiting list to be a member. Thanks, James. Yeah. Richard joins us. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Darren. The hook turns are in.